We will work to be an example of how we as brothers and sisters on this earth should treat each other. Now more than ever.
Well, that was a terrible intro. Didn't come out as well as I wanted it to. That was Black Panther, by the way. I guess, could you even hear it?
Yeah, I knew who it was by his voice.
Good for you. Thank you. This is Casual It. I'm Jason.
I'm Rhodey.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, so it was weird when I saw that Mr. Chadwick passed away. I didn't believe it was real.
Yeah, no, like,
Lisa said it. I was like, that's fake.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And I rolled over and was going to go to bed. I was like, well, Jason posted it. I was like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Now I got to look this up.
Like, I didn't even know that he was sick or... I mean, I don't follow really any of that stuff anyways, but he filmed a lot of stuff while he had cancer.
Yes, he did. He was... No, yeah, so I immediately went to TMZ and then I went to his actual Instagram and sure as crap, his publicist, they had already posted it there. I was like, no, man. And like you said, it didn't make any sense because no one knew. No one knew. Marvel didn't even know he had colon cancer for 4 years. It's like, good Lord. That dude is a model citizen and it was weird though, like, I don't know. It would remind me of like Paul Walker and Kobe, like the good people, you know, that do good things, and like he was making changes. He was there for a lot of Black people, their first hero, the first big screen hero. It's like, man.
What about Shaft?
And I remember when, so Caitlin and I watched 42 like no less than 1,000 times.
Yeah, that was a good... He was really good. I mean, yeah. He was a good actor. And I really liked his voice, the accent he does in Black Panther.
Yeah. And there's a story about that accent, about how he didn't tell anybody what he was going to do, and then he did it, and they were like, yep, that's the accent. And that they wanted him to go Brooklyn, and they wanted him to do other things, but he wanted to stay African with it. I believe it was Black Panther. That actually sounds like it could be a different movie, but... I've listened to a lot of stories about him recently, so it's kind of blending together a little bit, but nah, it was funny because when Marvel first got him, I was like, no way, because I thought that he was too big for Marvel because he was doing like James Brown, he was doing Jackie.
Yeah, 42.
I was like, dude, this dude's way too big. It's like getting Brad Pitt or something, or, right. You know, Robert De Niro. I was like, yeah, that didn't happen. It's like, that guy's way too good to be in a Marvel movie, and nope. And then in Civil War, when he made his first appearance, he was freaking awesome. Even though, like, you know, I wasn't really a big Black Panther fan, but I actually liked him in the movie. Got all excited about him. So, sucks that he's gone. But he's a good dude.
Yep.
And, well, there's one more performance that's going to come out of him, Black Panther-wise. The What If, the Marvel What If cartoon that's releasing on Disney Plus will have his final whatever. As well, maybe not, because they might reuse footage like they, you know, they did with Princess Leia. God, why can't I think of her name? Carrie Fisher. They did it with Carrie Fisher in that last Star Wars. They did it with Paul Walker. You know, they like use old footage and put them in new movies.
Yeah, that's so weird when they do that.
As long as it works, it's okay, I guess. But
we were at the grocery store Sunday, and there was this lady in the grocery store that had this RIP Paul Walker shirt on.
Huh.
I wanted to take a picture of it, but I was like, this would be super creepy.
I mean, it's a bit late for that.
What sucks about him is I can't do anything that has to do with that, and immediately it goes to that, it's been a long day without you, and I instantly just want to start crying. That song was like the saddest song ever written, and there's a version without Wiz Khalifa where it's just the guy playing the piano. Mm-hmm. It will destroy you. Oh my god, it's like, woo. It's all piano and all him singing and the saddest lyrics that you can possibly think of. But yeah, it was weird. Like, and he was super charitable, and he was going to freaking hospitals. This dude was going to children's hospitals while he had cancer, talking to the kids about beating cancer. So, Chadwick
was?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he never stopped doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, he was still working out, bulking up for the next movie, and it's nuts. I'm sad. I'll miss him. I was looking forward to the next Black Panther. I was looking forward to the next whatever he does. He did Marshall Thurgood, too. He's done every important
historical
people.
Yeah, no, I really liked him.
Yeah, I know. I didn't watch The Five Bloods on Netflix yet. I'm going to. I'm not a huge Spike Lee guy. I know, I think we've mentioned it on the podcast, but you haven't seen it yet, have you, Rhodey?
Not yet.
What is it about?
Who knows? It's Spike Lee, so it's probably... Spike Lee's like Quentin Tarantino. It's a very...
Oh, then I won't like it.
It's a very...
acquired taste?
Yeah. And it's very, like, formulaic to who they are. And his stuff... Like, I really liked He Got Game, but even that movie, it's hard to watch more than once or twice. It's like, whew, all the operatic stuff. The Five Bloods is... Oh, man, I can't read the thing. Four African-American veterans battle the forces of man and nature when they return to Vietnam, seeking to find the remains of their fallen squad leader and the gold fortune that he helped them hide. But, oh, cool. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that. And then he's got one more after this coming on Netflix, too. That he did just a year ago. Craziness sucks.
So crazy.
Sucks. Oh. Yeah, and like everybody's got nothing but nice stuff to say too. It's crazy.
He was just like all around a good person.
Yeah, like one of my unfavorite actors. No, he's all right. Michael B. Jordan like had a breakdown about it. And so did Robert Downey, I think. Because him, I don't know. They all did their... All the top get dogs at Marvel did their own thing. Like, they were better than everybody else, you know, like, upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in that club. But, yeah, it is. It is going to be... It's rough. It sucks. So, yeah, we'll miss him. I mean, we're all about Marvel, and it sucks. So, yep.
I want to know how he kept that, like, secret for so long. Nobody knew about it.
Yep. Makes him admirable to be going through all that by himself.
Yeah.
Not asking for any handouts.
Yeah.
And there was something on there that said, as of like 2 months ago, he was talking about Black Panther 2. It's like, oh, I can't wait to get back to work. It's like, ooh. Mm. Yep. It was the weirdest one. That's what made it so weird, was just like, bam. I didn't believe, it was like, no. It was, no. Oh, Joe Rogan had a breakdown about it. That's who it was. Good old Joe Rogan, who now lives in Texas, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he moved away from California.
Because he didn't want to wear a mask.
Right.
You got to wear a mask in Texas, too.
Well, depending on where you are.
True. I was wondering how his weed smoking, how that works out for him over here in Texas. But
I mean, is Joe Rogan, no one's going to say anything to him.
Well, right. All he's got to do is go to Oklahoma.
Can you get it in Oklahoma?
Yeah, medicinal.
Huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Oh, they got shops everywhere up there now.
They're about to, the stupid Congress, you know, those people that don't do they are about to vote on decriminalizing it at the federal level.
That'd be nice.
We'll see how that goes. It won't. Spoiler alert.
Too many old people in there still.
Right.
Dude, if it passes, which I really hope it does, it literally says that it's no longer federally illegal, and that there is a plan with stages to release all the people that are in jail for it.
That was my next question.
It's like, oh, come on.
That would be golden.
Let these people that weren't selling weed to children out of jail.
You know what is golden? Yeah. This beer.
Is it? Tell us about this beer.
This is a GABF gold medal winner for 2019 session beer. It is Communities Texas Lager.
Texas Lager.
What was its first name? It was not Texas Lager. It was something else.
I'm sitting on my hands. I have no idea.
Michael Harper, call in right now.
This was his favorite beer for a long time. It's such a lager guy.
It's pretty good, though.
Such a lager guy.
For 4% beer.
Yeah, you like it?
I mean,
is it crisp?
It is a crispy boy. I mean, I would pick other things to drink because I gravitate towards something that melts your face off. But this is a pretty nice, easy drinking beer.
What gives the crisp in a lager? Do you know?
The lack of impurities.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I have no clue.
What makes it burn? It's carbonation, right? That's what burns.
Carbonation is a big part of it.
I guess because it's so low on flavors and stuff, the carbonation just pops out, sneaks up, burns your mouth.
Gives you a little kiss on the tongue.
Yep. So here it is. I'm just going to read this paragraph, but this is also from a website called Marijuana Moment, so I'm not sure. But the MORE Act would federally deschedule cannabis, expunge the records of those with prior marijuana convictions, and impose a federal 5% tax on sales revenue from which would be reinvested in communities most impacted by the drug war. Da-dunch.
They'll end up finding a way to funnel that into something else.
Of course, man. Of course. Come on, dude. How you doing it? But here's ABC News reporting on it, so it's real.
That's really crazy.
I hope it happens, like I said. Not that I'm going to go out and smoke some weed, but I don't see the harm in it. And it's been proven less harmful than alcohol, which is what we're doing right now. But we can do that and not get in any kind of trouble. We get hammered drunk on here. Die of alcohol poisoning, and everybody's like, it's fine.
It's fine. The lobbyists.
It's fine. Make sure those breweries are shut down. It's fine. You better not let them
have... Oh, do you not serve 51% food? Shut down.
Shut it down. Like what's her name says from New Girl, Jess. Shut it down.
Are you moonwalking out of this situation?
Oh my God. Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes. Nick. Oh, by the way, he is the voice in... Well, we don't need to switch to entertainment mode yet, or do we? He is one of the voice in the basketball cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have you watched an episode yet?
I've watched 5.
How is it?
I love it.
Okay, so it's super juvenile.
And adult. Adult, 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 adult. Okay. Says the F word within the first 30 seconds. Quite a few times. It's a guy that never made it in life yelling at kids that can't play basketball very well. It's pretty
that
much
that show
is
very adult.
Cool.
That That's one episode that he's trying to buy a prostitute for a kid.
Spoiler alert. Jesus
Sorry.
Christ.
It doesn't give anything away. I mean.
Yes, it does. It gives everything away. Oh my God. Never go back to that. Gives everything away. I like it. I guess we'll switch modes. And well, I mean, I guess we were kind of talking entertainment, but it, I would definitely watch it, Rhoda. You will like it for sure.
Okay.
It's just another South Park. Adult animation has like become its whole genre. It's like huge. Rick and Morty, South Park, all this stuff. I mean, it's always been there, but it just feels like there's more and more gearing towards that.
Right.
I mean, you would call Family Guy adult animation, right? Or is that...
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, they have like people stabbing each other.
They have a guy fighting a chicken.
Doesn't Peter's like whole skin come off at one point? Like that show is way adult animation.
What show? I'm just playing. Yes, it is. Griffin. It's very Peter Griffin's the best. Nah.
I remember watching that show when I was in. It had to be like 8th or 9th grade. We were over at someone's house and we were supposed to be working on a project, and instead we watched Family Guy all day.
Do your parents know about this?
Probably not.
I'm telling them.
Things are weird.
I thought it was a very weird show.
Ooh, speaking of which, The Boys comes out this week.
Excited about that. Yep. Season 2. They're dropping 3 episodes and then weekly after that. Which nice. I called that. I knew that was going to happen. Screw your weekliness.
Didn't you say The Mandalorian is getting a second season?
October 30th. Well, we always knew it was getting a second.
I mean, I knew it was, but that's when it's coming.
Oh, they're actually releasing it finally?
Yeah, it starts October 30th.
Thank goodness.
I was like, damn, that's
I'm ready
fast.
For it. That was a good show.
When are they going to stop pushing back all the Marvel stuff that was supposed to be released?
I don't know. Next year is going to be a busy year for Marvel if things get better. I don't know if it should happen, but I'm just thinking about they have 3 shows that are almost done. They have the Winter Soldier and Captain America and the Winter Soldier. They have the Vision the Witch and the Vision or Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Wakanda.
They have the What If show that should be done already. It's animated.
What is that?
What is what?
The What If show.
It's just different scenarios. Like, what if instead of Steve Rogers taking the serum, what if Peggy did? Stuff like that.
That would be kind of cool.
So it's like these little animated shorts. They were cool comic books. So like you would go to the store and pick up a what if, and it would say, what if the spider bit Harry Osborn instead of Peter? Like it came down and went to Harry. And so then you'd read this whole comic book about how life would have been different.
Huh.
And that's what the cartoon's going to deal with the MCU. Like, I know one of them is what if Peggy became Captain America and not Cap. And I also know that all of the voices from the movies are supposed to be in this cartoon, even Robert Downey.
That's what I was just about to ask.
So I think it looks like there's only like 7 or 8 episodes, though, but they look crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, they could keep that going forever.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they definitely could. The animation, I don't even know. I don't even know what you would call this. Like, I mean, here's a steal from it. Like,
it looks like a comic
crazy.
Book.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
Like, it looks like a pinup girl.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. The 50s pinup. Yeah, see? There's a Peggy as Cap. Boom. And then what if this is if somebody else became Iron Man? There's going to be all kinds of stuff out there. Oh, that was Bucky. Captain America's a zombie.
But, I think the animation on that looks really awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'm super stoked. There's someone else's Star-Lord. and I know there's a Black Panther one because they said that that's going to be his final performance as that character. With all, you know, with other stuff. All things considered. But I am excited about What If. I don't even know. But yeah, so that's 3 shows. Plus, the Loki show's almost done, too. So there's 4 shows, technically. You've got The Eternals, which is already done. You've got Black Widow, which is already done. They're starting shooting Thor today.
Mm.
Yeah, I got a little... I was like, oh, no. There was a... Someone got a video of Natalie Portman landing in Australia with all of her family, and they had their bags packed for longer than a week. Whoever was doing this was like, their bags are packed for longer than a week. I was like, okay, cool. And that's where they're filming Thor. So, but down there by Chris Hemsworth, because he's that kind of an actor now.
It'll all go onto Disney Plus, right?
What? All the shows will, not the movies.
Yeah.
Movies will go back to theaters. And then it's got to decide whether or not it's worth going. Blech. I don't know what I'm going to do when the first Marvel movie comes back in theaters and I'm like, I'm not ready to go in there. It's gross. But then people tell me the virus is over, so I'm good.
It's true.
I mean, it's no longer than going, no different than going to a grocery store.
Yes, it is. It's a lot different.
Why?
People are moving around in a grocery store. You're basically sitting in a room and everybody's just breathing right there.
I mean, technically a grocery store is one big room that everyone's breathing in.
Nope. We'll ask the guy that took virus classes. Are they the same, Rhodey?
I didn't take virus classes. I don't know.
You took a lot of health classes, though, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, about the muscles.
Well, and the other thing is you can't see somebody in the movie theater. So if you're sitting next to John Doe and he takes his mask off, it's like, oh, not paying attention to you.
I know. When we were at Target on whatever day that was, Sunday or something, there was a lady. I saw her walking in, and I only know that I saw her walking in because she was wearing this hot pink.
Nice.
Like kimono thing.
Kimono?
Yeah, that's what those long, sheer
a muumuu?
Jacket looking things are.
Muumuu.
With short sleeves. They're like a very country thing, I feel like.
Kimono is a very Asian thing.
I know. So she was in the aisle and like didn't have her mask on. She was wearing it when she went in, but then didn't have it on. And I was pushing the cart and I was like, and we're turning around. And I said it out loud. Like,
you should have just took yours off and just started coughing and walking towards her.
Just right on her.
Corona for you, ma'am.
I know. Anytime we go out and Connor sneezes, I'm like, oh my gosh, cover your mouth. Someone's going to think that we're spreading a disease.
Yeah, I always wait for somebody to yell at us for not having a mask on him, but it hasn't happened.
I mean, you try and keep a mask on a 2-year-old.
People don't care. You know that.
That's what I'll say to them.
Yeah, and they're going to argue with you because people don't care.
Well, that's fine. You can argue with me.
People are jerks. They're so mean.
I'll call the police on you.
That's right. Be a Karen.
Oh, God. What did you say? Karen, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Really. I watched what's that called? Where they put like a bunch of videos together.
Compilation.
I was trying to say computation. A compilation of Karens. And one lady was like standing in the guy's front yard taking pictures of his house because he supposedly had trash out there. And you can see like his other hand and one hand he's holding the camera. And she's like, ow, oh my God, you hit me. And he's like, my hands are right here. Like, I know I didn't. You can't be on my property. And she's like, oh, don't touch her. Don't put your hands on me. Like, and another one, there's this dog and they're like 5 feet away from each other. And you can see her whole body and that the guy's dog is nowhere near her. And she's like, ow, the dog attacked me. Ow, it just bit me. Someone help. And it's just like, what do you even do in that situation? Film like those people did, because then you have proof. But like, why are you so crazy? People are so crazy.
It's a racist. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if you were like watching those videos and laughing, and then all of a sudden you saw your mom on one of those?
I'd nice. Call her out and be like, Mom, what the F? What are you doing with your life right now?
I would love it. No, that would be terrible. Karen, I feel bad for all the people that are named Karen. That sucks.
I know.
It's like, why did you name me after this internet meme? I'm so sorry. That's how
that
it
first
goes.
Taste was good, but then it gets like,
yeah, Caitlin, talk about
real
this beer.
Sour.
Talk about this beer.
It's orange cream. It's the orange and vanilla lactose sour from Martin House. It's good. I mean, it tastes like a, what's that called? Dreamsicle.
Mm-hmm.
But like sour, a sour dreamsicle.
Yeah, it's a little more sour than I would probably like.
Yeah, I think it would be better if it was less sour and more creamy. Mm. I guess.
Like you get the lactose, but it's very,
yeah,
minimal.
It should have been more of that. And it's like the first drink I had, I was like, oh, that's really good. And then I just took another one, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't know if I can finish this cup.
Yeah, this is a lot of salty, lady.
It gets you like right in the back of the mouth there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Should have saved this one for later.
I know, for last. It's going to ruin my wine.
I feel like the next beer isn't going to taste quite as well.
I know. I was at Kroger today and I got the Lakewood Punkel. Is that what it's called?
The pumpkin beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I bought a 6-pack of that.
I thought it was Punkale.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Either one.
No, I think Rody was right.
I said it. Punkel.
I was trying to be funny.
No, Rody was right.
It's Punkel?
I didn't
it's not
know
Punkale?
I was Rody.
Rode? Punkale?
Yeah. I remember that one being pretty good, I think, and I'm excited for it.
Well, you got a rude awakening waiting for you.
Why?
Shit's nasty.
Yeah, because every time we were like, oh, pumpkin beer, it's like, oh, God damn it. How did I get back here?
Is that one not good?
It's not.
It's okay, fine.
Though. You'll love it.
It's a pumpkin beer. It's fine.
What? There's one every year that I'm like, ooh, this one's so good.
It's definitely not Shipyard.
Nope.
That's more of an ale.
But. Man, the St. Arnold pumpkin's pretty good, right? What's that one?
Oh, the Pumpkinator?
Well, yeah. That's...
I was just about to say Pumpkinator.
I think I didn't get a bottle of that last year. I think Dirk did, though. I need to schmoozy on old Dirk and be like, what's up, man? What are you doing this Halloween? Want to share your Pumpkinator?
I'll share some Martin House.
Okay, so I was, during my trip away from the microphone, I forgot what was in that glass. Wow. That was a rude awakening.
Yeah, you go from a lager to a sour?
Orange sour.
That is super orange. In your face orange. The sour is kind of light, though. Doesn't hurt my jaw.
What? We just said the complete opposite of that.
Wait for it.
Yeah, take another drink. Like a normal person.
No jaw pain.
Mm.
A little bit on the tongue there, like,
Yeah, and then let it warm up and then try another one. And
yeah, the first drink I had, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then
I'm getting a little bit
the deeper I'm getting into it, it's like, and I don't like this.
A little bit of the lactose sugar in there. Not a lot, though. It tastes kind of like a sour orange candy.
What were those things? Glow balls? Those little rainbow-colored pieces of gum?
Rainbow-colored.
You know what I'm talking about?
Gumball?
Yeah, but they were in a, like, I thought they were called, like, glow ball.
I don't know what that is.
My ball.
Like, they were like blue, red, yellow, green. They came in like a package together. And you would chew on them, and it was gum, but it was sour. And then every color had its own flavor. That's what this reminds me of. It's like an orange one.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't think that that's the name.
It's definitely not the Hostess Glow Balls.
I kind of want those now, though.
Oh,
sour gumballs also, from the 90s.
I feel like you instantly get cancer if you
cry babies.
Maybe that's it.
I also want this glow-in-the-dark basketball.
Are they larger or are they kind of small? Yes, that's it.
Yeah, crybabies. Those are pretty sour.
Sour. They're also a doll, apparently. Yikes.
Dang, I forgot about all this candy.
Does that one have chicken pox? That's scary. That's scary.
Gotta give them a reason to cry.
Oh, there they are. So that's what it tastes like, these little things?
That's what I think. Nah,
no. Well,
gross.
Crybaby gumballs.
Gross, gross, gross.
So Googling that, I had to search for it sour made, gumballs from the 90s.
It is made by Double Bubble.
What is the...
I didn't know that.
What's the name of this beer? This fine beer
orange
we're drinking?
Cream, orange and vanilla lactose sour.
That's really the name of it?
Yeah.
They got real original for that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't even find it on here. Thanks a lot, Martin.
Start with the Martin House in orange.
Martin's of the House. Oh, I know what everybody's like. Y'all don't even like Martin House, but we got it. What are you going to do about it? No, it's because Total Wine over here. No, it's not Total Wine. Damn it.
Specs?
It's not Specs, Caitlin.
$2?
$2. That's all they have.
Oh.
Oh, a whole section dedicated to... Somebody have a... They did, look. Holy crap, somebody... With what's his name from Cheers? Somebody used a pop in their picture.
What is that guy's name?
I know. I'm mad that I don't know it. It's okay.
It's the pig, right?
No, it's the bigger dude that sits at the bar at Cheers and drinks.
Sal? I have no idea. I feel like it's like a one consonant.
Syllable
word.
Martin House, and I forgot how to search when you're inside the brewery. I'm in your brewery and I still can't find your beer. 514 beers. There we go. Found it. Orange. Gross. Oh, yeah. I forgot they did. There's the orange cream sour fruited beer. It is 6% ABV. 3.9 out of 1,500 ratings.
That's the one we have, right?
Yeah. Orange and vanilla lactose sour. Not too bad, guys. Orange. Ugh. The orange sour, the orange salty ladies at 4. Yeah, they don't have that many. Yeah, no thanks. I would never buy this again. I hope Caitlin likes it because she has 3 more.
You know I don't.
Perfect. Well, I mean, the good thing about a sour is it'll just stay sour.
Ow. Yeah. I have one sour that I'm sitting on for a while.
Which one?
One of the ones you bought me in that beer drop.
Oh.
Just sitting in there, just waiting. I'm excited.
I didn't realize that you got a sour with those. I thought it was all IPAs.
Well, apparently you can put... This beer is no longer being produced by the brewery. Apparently they had True Love with a blood orange a while back. That probably would have been delicious.
That would have been good.
This would have been disgusting. Orange cinnamon roll. Sour with orange, lactose, and cinnamon.
I do not like orange cinnamon rolls. Those are so gross.
Gag, 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 gag.
Don't you like those?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Not. I like the prepackaged, you know, made with orange droplets. Not real. That's the ones I like. We had that orange sauce yesterday that was real orange sauce, and it was disgusting.
Awful.
It's like, man, this orange sauce tastes like oranges.
I mean, it was a frozen meal. So it couldn't have been that good, but it was just bad.
Like an Asian food?
It was like a P.F. Chang's frozen dinner all in one bag kind of thing. But it was orange chicken, and it was like you were biting into the peel of an orange every time you took a bite. It was...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So gross.
Martin House has a beer right now called Gold Jacket Green Jacket. It's an IPA.
They don't make those.
I know, right? That's what I was like. And the label is... Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, well, probably need to go pick this up just because of the label for no other reason. Gold Jacket, Green Jacket, who gives a sh... Dude, you were all about the clean beers from community tonight. Mm. This whip beer, which I don't like.
Oh, I don't hate it.
You don't? Has your taste changed over time?
Maybe a little bit. Although, like, I had an IPA and then I drank this, and I could really get a lot of the orange afterwards, which is weird.
Well, that orange sour should help that a lot.
Mm.
Whew, the smell of this is just like crispity clean with no hops. Mm.
it tastes so good.
Yep. Ugh. I'm such a terrible craft beer drinker. Oh, I don't know where this picture was taken at, but there's two Dirty Job stickers. Dirty Job, Dirty Job.
All over the place.
Are they still open?
Pedicles, they pedicles. Are. Dirty Job. I want to ask this person. Hey, there's the Infinity Gauntlet. But
you mean the Infinity Hoplet.
Is that what that is? Hops? That'd be kind of cool. Looks like Ingenious. Because the half-brain thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I like that Pedicola sticker, though.
The Texas one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas Ale Project, blue.
Suck a dick.
No. How dare you?
Do you love that Fire Ant Funeral? Is that still a beer they sell?
Michael's own recipe.
Best beer he's ever made.
Which, by the way, for those of you that listen to us, you need to go to Funky Picnic's Facebook, and you can watch Michael's first Facebook Live podcast video that he did.
Ooh.
It was halfway entertaining.
Who'd you do it with?
Two other employees from Funky Picnic.
Oh, nice. He kicked that Josh guy to the curb?
I don't think so. I'm not sure how that went down.
Oh, yeah, there's another Martin House IPA right there. Just getting released.
Yeah, that's at, whatchamacallit, the Southside Cellar over here. It's a new bar. Well, new-ish. I guess it's almost a year old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But they get all the Martin House stuff because they're like two blocks away from them.
Yeah, that is true.
So they're going to call the podcast Facebook Live series The Picnic Table. It's episode one. That sounds good, though. So I said, sounds good. Video quality's good. You got me on board.
What else did they play in? And then that extra thing, who was the so-and-so? Like, I feel like they pad what they've got with that kind of stuff. Whereas the contrarian librarians, they had like visual. They're like, whose house is this? It's like, yes, that's perfect. Exactly. It was like, well, there's a lot of stuff that happened. If we want to talk about Gilmore Girls, there's a lot of stuff that happened.
Oh, I forgot he's such a huge Gilmore Girl fan. I forgot about that. I think he finished like second or third place in the trivia.
That tracks.
It makes sense. That's what I love about Michael. No cares given.
He likes what he likes.
Yep. That's the best way to live.
Too bad it's Crispy Boys.
Oh. So breaking news on our podcast about football, which we don't talk about at all. Fournette has signed with the Buccaneers with Brady and Gronk.
That'll make them worse. Don't they already have a pretty good running back?
Yeah, I don't know. You can never have enough running backs, though. As someone that's played fantasy football for the last 20 years, you can never have enough. They die all the time.
That's true.
Then you hope they come back, and they don't come back. I mean,
and when they do, they share all the carries, and then never get goal-line carries, and it's great.
Yep. That's what happened to Saquon, man. Last year, it was his sophomore year, and he high ankle sprain. Was out for 3 weeks, came back, wasn't the same.
Hey, so. Jason, is $7 million a good weekend?
I don't think so. You're going back to talking about...
Take that, New Mutants.
No, but overall, that's $10 million. God bless, that's still terrible. $10 million, hey, but that means the movies are on the upswing. They're coming back slowly. And for Disney's The New Mutants to make $7 million and be the number one movie is actually pretty good in my opinion. But whatever. I don't know why Disney, I don't know. They should have destroyed this movie. It should have been a movie that was burned and never seen again.
Or every 5 minutes it said, made by Sony.
That would be hilarious. Like this morning, I woke up to my Google News. I usually check, it checks itself and just lets me know. Hey, buddy. So I woke up to this thing. I really didn't understand what it was, but it said Grizzly 2 is finally being released. I was like, what the fuck? What is this? Apparently, it's a movie from 1983 that was never finished. starring Charlie Sheen, Laura Dern, and George Clooney's in it too.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what the? So I went and watched the trailer, and I just couldn't believe it. It's this old 1983 horror movie about a bunch of kids at a music concert, and a grizzly bear is like attacking them.
Interesting.
What made them decide to release it now?
So apparently, it just got. They never were able to finish it.
Like it was in edit? It was like in post?
They didn't have enough money, and no one wanted to pay for it. And then there was a whole bunch of other crap that happened, so they just said, okay, well, we're done with it. And then today, somebody found all the footage and was like, you know, with today's technology, I can do this for free. So he went through and put it all together.
Huh. And now it'll be on Netflix.
It's free. I don't know. I don't actually know. But that's
coming to theater.
But that's like mind-blowing, though, when you think about the fact that, yeah, there's George Clooney. It's mind-blowing when you think about the fact that this movie, that there's probably more than one of these that was shot, that's just sitting there.
Right.
1983. It's a 37-year-old movie that they're like, oh, hey, let's...
Does it tell you what the budget was?
No.
$50,000.
And then, for the stars to be Charlie Sheen and... Well, that doesn't look like they're the stars. They're probably not. They're just going to ride those.
They were the first kids to get killed.
Like, I wonder how many people in here passed away, and they're like, oh, I never thought that movie was going to come out. I was thinking about that the other day, too. Like, even with, Chadwick passing away, it's like, yeah, you might pass away, but these movies could be viewed forever. Forever. Like, 200 years from now, somebody will be like, I'm going to watch that old 2020 Black Panther movie.
That was their problem. They waited 7 years in between movie installments. Grizzly One was made in 76.
Whoa, and he was that was rated PG. That's probably terrible. He was an 18-foot tall grizzly bear. But Grizzly 2, man. Hour and 37 minutes. Perfect 90.
Can I get that poster?
I mean, if you want it, yeah, I'll get it.
Revenge.
It reminds me of, so on the show that Caitlin and I were watching, was it Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
They have, what's her name? Kaylee, can't even think of her name.
Coco.
She plays in a movie that's about her becoming an ape or something, and she dresses like an ape.
She wears a bikini and like ape hands and feet or something. It's very weird.
And it reminds me. Head. It reminds me of this poster. So, you got that going for you. I did not watch Bill and Ted yet. I couldn't break myself to pay $25.
Chris said it was good.
Oh, yeah? He watched it?
Yeah.
Nice.
He said, as long as you know what you're getting into, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you know? If you watched that and thinking you were watching the next, I don't know, either
greatest movie.
The next Marvel movie or the next...
Just look at the critics' reviews. I'm sure all of them are like, this is the worst movie ever made.
On Rotten Tomatoes, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. So nervous about Bill and Ted's score on Rotten Tomatoes. 81%, dude. You were way off.
From the fans?
No, this is from critics. Critics. Critics, critics, critics. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Boom. Audience 79. Critics like it more than audiences do. So, you got that going for you, Bill and Ted.
I don't believe that for a second.
Why not? Well, Black Panther made its way back on there. 96%. Most popular, Cobra Kai. Oh, yeah. Did you watch episode 1 of Cobra yet?
No, but why is that 100%?
I'm going to guess that that's not critics. I'm going to guess that's audience. No.
See, this is why I can't take it seriously.
Look, only 44 critics have rated it, and it's at 100%. I mean, that's not that mind-blowing. And that's season 1. I actually believe that. Season 2? Watch. I bet season 2 drops down like that. Yeah, 88. So, that makes sense. I actually agree with it now. Season 1 was mind-blowing. Season 2 was like, oh, what the hell is that, AP, bro? Too many shows out there now. Too many streaming services, too many shows. Can't deal with it.
Too many people.
Yep. Yeah, that's true, too. The Way Back? Oh, shit. I don't know if we should drink that, Rody. I'm going to. The Way Back. That's not even on here. But, Bill and Ted, what are you going to do about that? 81%. Well, look. The New Mutants is 32% rotten. Jeez. The Binge is 25% rotten. Always like going on. I will go on Rotten Tomatoes some days and like look up an old movie that I love just to see the score on it and be like, y'all don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Get all mad about it, you know? Been out of shape. Start tweeting at them. Fight Club, they only gave it 79%. You don't know what you're talking about.
I bet need to rewatch that movie.
I bet Willow has a bad score, too. 50% rotten.
I would agree with that.
Blow chunks. A-holes. See? This is what you can do. You just search your favorite movie and get bent out of shape about what critics think. Let's see. Bogus Journey. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Can't stand it. First one is okay. It's hard to watch now, though, as an adult. It's not as good. Also, the trailers are hilarious. Because it was back with a narrating. 81% for the first one. I can get behind that. Get behind that. What's your favorite movie, Rody? Let's check. See if you can argue with them. I'm going to search for one of Caitlin's, since you're not giving me an answer. Caitlin, Step Brothers, 55%.
I can rotten. See that. I wanted to walk out of theater the first time I watched rotten. It. What about Elf?
They gave it rotten score.
Oh, you don't want to see Elf.
I'm sure it's awful.
84%?
Get out of here.
They like that Elf stuff. They like Elf. Maybe we can like search for Will Ferrell and see what they...
50%.
You can see like what movie they gave the top out of all of his movies. This would be a fun game to play. Apparently I can't spell Will Ferrell correctly. There we go. Celebrity. It's not even actor, it's celebrity. Can we click on the celebrity? Oh, his highest rated is Booksmart. 97%. What is Booksmart?
No, I don't even know what that is.
2019. Oh, he wasn't even in this movie.
Was he a director
or producer or something? Or he gave a dollar to the movie.
Okay, so what about the top one that he's in?
His lowest rating is The Suburbians, but I don't think he was in that either. You can sort them by rating. So technically his number one that we both know is the Lego movie. 96%.
I could see that.
Hustlers. Elf, 84. That's pretty much the same. And the other guys are right there with each other. But dang, it just goes downhill from there real fast.
I was going to say, what's the lowest? Ooh,
Daddy's Home. Hot Rod, what, 39%? Oh!
Oh! He's in Hot Rod?
No, he's a producer.
Okay.
Oh, you don't even know what's going on, you bastards of critiquing. Dirty bet. Hot Rod is one of the greatest ever. Brody, you're making a face like you don't love Hot Rod.
I'm not a fan of Hot Rod.
What?
What's so dumb?
Oh! That's the whole point.
I just can't do it.
That movie is dumb and it wants to be dumb and it screams that it's dumb. And Andy Samberg is so funny. I love Andy Samberg so much. I wish I could hang out. Me and him would have so much fun if we hung out. I'm a fanboy of Andy Samberg. That'd be fun. Damn. Can't believe that. You don't like that movie, Rody?
I couldn't finish it. I've never watched the whole thing.
Oh, I'm so distraught right now. His new one, though, Andy Samberg's new movie, got a really good rating. I think it's 100% on there.
Which I can't watch.
Bam. Get some Hulu. Do the Hulu trial. Yeah, Palm Springs, 94. How many people rated the Bash Brothers? 12. Okay, so they only had 12 critics, but it's at 100%.
That was pretty good, though.
It was hilarious. Dang, Andy. Andy killing it over here. Cannot believe you hate Hot Rod. Land of the Lost. Now, that was a terrible movie. 26%.
That movie was so bad.
Oh, they got Semi-Pro at 22%. I don't care about... See, and now I hate Rotten Tomatoes again. That's how I roll.
Blades of Glory had a good rating.
Did it? Get out of here with that BS. Where's it at? The Boss? I don't even know what that is. Daddy's Home, 31%. Even that was good. Like, how can you love the other guys but not like Daddy's Home? They're the same movie.
Everything Must Go was sad.
That's what I'd always heard.
70%.
I'd always heard that and then the... What's the other? The one where he had to watch Stranger Than Fiction. Those two were his two best movies.
Stranger Than Fiction was okay. It was kind of weird. Everything Must Go. That's the one where he like camps out in the front yard, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one was kind of sad.
These fools gave Jalen Silent Bob Strike Back a 52%. How many? 153 critic reviews. How would you like to be an adult male and have to sit through this movie?
Who are the critics?
You can Google on it. It'll tell you every one of them. Like, you can click on it. I don't care.
Oh, it's like just random people or?
No, you have to be registered as a film critic.
Oh.
It's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. See, and then you go down here and you can read it. Has the lazy bric-a-brac atmosphere of one of those blown-off movies made during downtime on some bigger affair. Sweet review, bro. I admit to enjoying, in a drunken, half-asleep kind of way, parts of this ramshackle road movie with its running Miramax guest stars and its endless homo jokes. Wrote that in 2001. Rody, what's your favorite movie? Give me one. Give me something to Google, schmoogle on here so we can trash it.
Oh, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God. Can't spell
Shredder.
That. No. Sorry. You got just... Oh, no. I'm scared to click on this.
Tenacious D.
52%. Y'all don't know. They don't know what's
good. Yeah, it should have been way lower.
You don't know what you're talking about either.
I do not like Jack Black.
It's the pick of destiny.
Like, not even 1 ounce of me likes him.
Well, really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
He's right up there with Forrest Whitaker in my book.
What year was that movie? 19... Well, I guess 95. You can't even find it. So old, there's Secret of the Ooze. Oh my God, the first one is a 40%. The second one's 35%. And the third one is 23%.
Yeah, the third one's really bad. Back in Time.
These fools are trying to tell us that the third movie is only 20% worse than the first one. Go to hell. And they gave this... it's not. There's not enough critics on that. I'm not even going to click on it. Turtles! That first Turtles looks great. How 40%? Get out of here. What is it? Let's see what they say about somebody. There's a review from this year on here. Said, so should you take your kid to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I'm not recommending that you do. This movie will not enrich your child's worldview. What?
Yep, that sounds like a review from today.
Yeah. What? Like, I'm gonna report this review right now to Rotten Tomatoes to get it deleted. I wasn't going to take my young son to see Blockbuster Kids. I read that it glorified violence and was sexist and uncreative. My son, unlike many of my peers, had asked only offhandedly whether he could see it. We don't have to go right now, I told him. Why is this a story? Despite my misgivings about the Turtles, it's my job to see as much children's entertainment as I can. My son, age 6, he was thrilled at the prospect. He owns no turtle paraphernalia. Did you write about the wrong movie?
Like, what is happening right now?
I've spent the past 6 years telling my son that hitting is not a good way to solve problems. That it hurts people's feelings and their bodies, and that when we are angry, we should try to use words. Was this movie going to undermine all that I taught him? Goodbye. Holy shit. Whew. That person should not be allowed to be a
movie critic.
Why is
that like his personal diary page?
Well, I'm just curious. Like, I'm serious. Like, how are you going to be a movie critic and be against violence in any sort of nature? No offense, but every movie on planet Earth has some kind of violence in it.
Maybe he's just against violence for children, but still.
And how that's like those people that say I hate bitter things, drink an IPA and say it's gross.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what that is, Rody? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Equivalent. The if the title has ninja in it and you're complaining about violence, it's like you shouldn't be allowed to write a review. I'm gonna report your ass. Boom. Boom. Report. Boom. Reported. There's 2014. All these reviews. That would be fun to whatever. Anyways, that's really your favorite movie though. That's all you got for me, Rody.
I don't know. Happy Gilmore's pretty good.
That'll get. I guarantee you this will be like 90% because 61.
Yes.
Stupid ass Adam Sandler. Ooh, I bet even grown-ups is watch. It'll be freaking big. Stupid. 10%.
Oh,
worst
man.
Movie ever. Yeah. I wonder if there is a way to like see the worst movie ever on Rotten Tomatoes.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. Hate them. That's awesome. Is Grown Ups 2 worse than this one, though? That's the question that's going to haunt me tonight. That's one of those things that I'd have to Google before I go to bed.
Didn't they make a third one?
7% went down. No. No third one, thank God.
Are they going to make a all-women version?
I would hope so. Dang, his little blended movie, 14%. So Rotten Tomatoes does not like Adam Sandler, and neither do I. Well, actually, that's false. I like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. And that's it. That sucks, doesn't it?
Murder. You didn't like Waterboy?
No. Oh, my God, I cannot. That noise that he makes and the accent. The same with Little Nicky. Little Nicky was good, but his accent.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
I'm like, oh, God. Please stop. Dude, all of his movies. His cartoon, Hotel Transylvania, 44%. How did he get 44% in a cartoon?
I don't know. Haven't they made like three of those, too?
Oh, damn. That Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, 0%.
Jack and Jill.
3%. Whew. I now pronounce you Truck and Larry, which I don't think is completely horrible, is 15%. Grandma's Boy, 16%.
Aren't you? I didn't hate Click.
34%. Damn, dude, they don't like
it. Oh, what was that one that you did like?
Punch Drunk Love, 79%.
No, what was the one off Netflix?
The Cobbler, 10%. Yeah. Damn, they trashed
that
one.
Like that. I didn't hate that one.
No. But I do like Punch Drunk Love when he breaks the glass, and it's pretty funny.
He
breaks the glass door.
He traps it?
Yep. Coneheads, 35%.
Because I'm breaking down.
Anyways, Rotten Tomatoes. It'd be fun just to have a Rotten Tomatoes podcast. Just spend an hour every day on this website. Like looking up movies and stuff. There's Rick and Morty. I bet they're 99%. Oh, his highest rated movie is Uncut Gems, which I have not seen, probably won't see. And his lowest rating is The Ridiculous Six, which was garbage.
But you like Kevin Garnett. Also, why is HBO Max not on Roku or... what was it? The Amazon Fire Stick?
Yeah, because they're not going to pay them.
Dumb.
The whole thing is insane, man. I always thought you just put your app in the App Store, but that's not the way it works. You have to pay.
Like, the App Store has to pay the company to have them in their thing?
Yep,
Or they have to pay the app store.
Either way, vice versa.
That's insane.
Is it still not in Roku?
Nope.
That's awesome. I'm glad somebody's holding out. I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. What's happened with Roku and HBO Max?
Yeah, like, all you'll find is how to circumvent it, which usually means find a way to get on your computer or your phone and then hook it up to your TV.
Oh, Peacock's not on Roku either.
You can cast it.
Yeah.
Which, awful. Peacock has decided to come out and play the dirtiest trick that they can.
What?
They have come out and guaranteed that if you pay for their service next year, they're going to have new episodes of The Office.
What?
They're going to have extended episodes. They're going to have stuff on there that no one's ever seen.
Okay, well, I guess we have to pay for Peacock.
I was like, you dirty, dirty bastards.
Sign me up.
Wait, is Peacock the next Pornhub?
It sounds like it should be. Really does. Yep, The Office will feature unreleased content on Peacock. I saw it the other day. I was like, "You kidding me?"
It better not be like that stupid Parks and Rec thing.
All it takes is like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
They can add 10 seconds to an episode and be like, "All new." Gotcha. Like it just holds.
All new footage. They're just sitting there staring at each other after a cut.
Right. Yep.
See, here's their statement was, we will be reintroducing The Office in a more complete way, incorporating elements that were not part of the original broadcast. The Office, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, it's like, you dirty, dirty bastards. It's like, well, I guess I got to buy that or pay for a month and binge it so I can see all the differences. And I'll be able to spot every one of them.
Yeah, yeah. We've watched it way too many times.
It's like, I challenge you.
I'd be embarrassed if I couldn't spot the differences.
I challenge you, Peacock.
Yeah, oh, this just in. Tom Seaver just died.
Who's Tom Seaver?
A Hall of Fame pitcher for the Mets.
Oh.
Did you just see that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Everyone's dying.
Comes in threes.
That's like seven now.
who else?
Well, so weird when I, no, it wasn't weird. Weird was the an improper word to say. I apologize. But when I went to watch the NBA, they were doing a tribute for Chadwick Boseman, the Blazers star, and another person, the coach for Georgetown. I was like, whoa, what's everybody dying? Hold on.
COVID.
Come on, you've lived this long through COVID. Now's not the time to die. It's like, hold on. Sucked. But now the pitcher died. Everybody's just leaving the world. Like, I'm done. I'm out. Peace. Going away. I don't blame him. Anyways, I had some other stuff. Rhodey's finally played God of War.
Yeah, the first 45 minutes of gameplay.
And I believe December will mean that you've owned the game for 2 years or three.
When was it released?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I started playing Marvel the Avengers. I love it. In fact, I kind of want to cut the podcast so I can go play it now. But Caitlin will get tired of it.
Caitlin will go to bed.
The battle is coming. It hasn't started yet, but the battle is coming. Stupid. It's one of these games that you need to play every day, too. It's like, oh. Got to do the daily challenges if you want to unlock the outfit.
All that stuff, yeah.
I want to play the daily challenges. But I just got Iron Man unlocked, and he's so much fun to play with. That's what she said, I guess. Throw that in there. I don't know. But it's fun. I love it. PS5 doesn't have an optical audio port. Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
Nintendo Switch is going to come out with a new console next year that has 4K, whatever. I think it's funny now. I think we really are approaching the end of generational consoles. So, I think we are. We shall see. I signed up for the list to pre-order a PS5, but they say you have like a 0.05% chance.
Jeez.
So, I was like, okay, cool. Just like getting that Kobe jersey. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. But I don't even really want one.
Learn how to set up a bot.
You can buy them for like $5,000.
What?
They cost that much money because you can make the money back pretty quick. Those Kobe jerseys are selling on eBay for $1,000. So it's like people that got the bots, they end up with 7 jerseys, sell them for $1,000, and they already paid for the bot. Yep. I just wish they would make it go away, but it's never going to happen. So neither here nor there. Maybe next week we'll do a more thorough review of the Avengers. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think so. Anybody got anything interesting? Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't talk about Agtown, did we?
Well, we did not.
We are drinking our last beer, the OG from Division. Agtown! They finally put it in cans.
Yeah, I remember the first time we ever had this was when they had it at Mellow Mushroom in Arlington. So good.
That is correct. Oh, yeah, we did go to that. Their first little... That was there for one of their first events as a brewery, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We were there. And we also had this when they did their first event at Cool Keg, and we got there at 10 o'clock in the morning to make sure that we got our glasses.
And they were like, what are you doing here?
Yep.
We aren't open yet.
That's how we met Zach. We talked to Zach for like 2 hours, and then we went immediately from that to Firkenfest.
That was a drunken good time.
Yes, it was. Death. With our good buddy David and Amanda. Miss them. I need to ask David what breweries he's checking out over there. We should make him do a call in. Hey!
Evidently Guadalupe recently.
Oh, nice. But yeah, Agtown is one of the best IPAs I've ever had in my life.
And this artwork is fantastic.
Yes, it is. This is old school, too. Old school. So good, so bitter, beautiful, love it. I like the... What is... Agtown is... Do you know where the name comes from? Do you know agricultural?
Isn't Agtown like Arlington?
Yep. It is.
Yeah, I think it's like
thanks,
Panther City for You're welcome. Fort Worth.
Panther City, Fort Worth? Agtown? So, I love it. Thank you, Wade and Sean. Keep doing what you do. I'm going to go buy more. But everybody, don't forget to drink local, eat local, do all that fun stuff. Keep your local places in business. And I guess the virus is over, so go eat. Who cares? Just kidding.
Where no mask. Cough on everyone.
Jesus Christ. Wear your masks.
See ya.